Okay, today we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Klayim, and we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet today. So in Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah is going to discuss other cases that, you know, we just mentioned in Mishnah Beis, different cases where you're not allowed to plant certain Zra'im in the proximity of Gefanim, but they're not going to Asur them. It's not going to become Asur Bana, it's not going to become Kilei Akerem. So we're going to have more cases in Mishnah Gimel where it's not going to become Kilei Akerem, even though you're not allowed to plant there. So Elu Osrin Velo Mekachin, the following cases, the four cases we're going to have in the Mishnah, are cases where you're not allowed to plant something else there, but it's not going to become Asur, it's not going to become Kilei Akerem. And they are, case number one, Mosar Chorban HaKerem, the area in between destroyed sections of a Kerem. So in the case was, we said that if you have an area in a Kerem that's 16 Amos or larger, so then you're allowed to plant other things in between. But if it's less than 16 Amos in between, you're not allowed to plant other things in between. Now 16 Amos, that's a lot of space. So if you are Marchik the Zra'im that you plant more than 4 Amos from each side of the, from each side where there are vines, but it's not a clearing of 16 amos. The clearing is, let's say, only 15 amos, but you manage to plant in the area that's more than 4 amos apart from each side, so you're not allowed to do that, but it's not going to become Kilei Akerem. Or Moser Piskei Aris, in the area in between the gaps of an aris. An aris, remember, is if you have 5 vines that are being trained up against a wall, that's considered to have the status of a kerem. So if you have a large area in between an aris, in between the sides of an aris, the halach is that you need that the area in between two arises have to be at least 8 amos plus a tefach in order to plant in between them. So let's say it was less than 8 amos plus a tefach, but you manage to plant more than 6 tefachim away from each of the arises, so then that's going to be good enough. At least not to aser the vines. So we had the Moser Charbon HaKerem. Oh, I missed one. There's the Moser Charbon HaKerem, and there was Moser Mechol HaKerem. Moser Mechol HaKerem is, we said that you need 12 amos between the edge of the kerem and the wall in order to plant other things. Let's say you don't have 12 amos, you have 11 amos between the end of your kerem and the wall, so then as long as you plant 4 amos, you're not allowed to plant anything there. But if you do plant more than 4 amos away from where the vines are, it's at least not going to asra bana. So again, the first case was Mosar Chorban HaKerem, where it was an area in between, an empty area in between two sides of a vineyard, where it's really supposed to be more than 16 amos if you want to plant anything, but you have a case where it's less than 16 amos, so you're not allowed to plant. As long as you're marchik dalet amos from each of the sides, it's going to be mutar bana. Then we have the Moser Mechol HaKerem, where you're supposed to have 12 amos between the vines and the wall if you want to plant anything else there. We're talking about a case where you don't have 12 amos, but as long as you're marchik dalet amos from the vines, that's okay. Case number three was Moser Piskei Aris. You have an aris on each side, and really you're supposed to have 8 amos plus a tefach in between the two arises in order to plant in between. You don't have 8 amos plus a tefach, so you're not allowed to plant there, but as long as you're marchik more than 6 tefachim from the aris, that's going to be the produce is going to be mutter. And Moser Apipioros, and the area be underneath a lattice work. Remember, we said if you have a grapevine growing on a lattice work thing to support it, so even the area under the lattice that does not have a grapevine on it is going to be ushered to plant, because it's all considered to be batel to the grapevine. But if you plant in those areas that's not directly below the grapevine but is in the other area of the lattice, it's not going to asur it b'hana'ath. So those are the four cases. However, aval tachas hagefen, if you plant directly under a grapevine, va'avodas hagefen, or you plant within 6 tfachim of a grapevine, va'arba amos shebekerem, or you plant within 4 amos of a vineyard, harei elu mekachos, then not only is that asur to do, that's going to make the whole thing that's going to be Mekadesh, that's going to answer it as Kilei HaKerem. So we had four cases where even though you're not allowed to plant, it will not make it Kilei HaKerem, and then we had three cases where you're not allowed to plant and it will make it Kilei HaKerem, it will make it Aser Bahana'a. Now Mishnah Dalet talks about, if I try to answer somebody else's produce as Kilei HaKerem, so I'm a Sakech as Gafno or Gafno Al Gabe Tvu Aso Shall chavero. Let's say I grow my grapevine over somebody else's grain, meaning to grow right on top of somebody else's grain. Hareza kidesh. So then it's going to aser that somebody else's grain. V'chayiv ba'achur yuso. And I'm going to be chayiv to pay for the damage that I did, because I now made all of his grain aser. I made it aser ba'noah. I made it kilei hakerem. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, ein od mekadesh dover shein shalom. No, I can't aser somebody else's stuff. Person does not have the capacity to aser something that does not belong to him. So says the Bar Tanura, Chayev Bachriso, according to Tanakama, I did aser it and I have to pay for it. Chayev Bachriso l'shalim los tuvasu v'afil l'mandelo do'en dina degarmi. Even if, generally speaking, you hold that we do not make someone pay when he damages in a garmi way, in somewhat of an indirect way, shayniach to cover maisa biyadayim. This is not called indirect. You're doing a maisa biyadayim. You are actively running your vine over the other guy's grain. That's called a maisa biyadayim, and for that you're going to have to pay. So you're a chayiv ba'achriyuso. The Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger points out that in the beginning of Maseches Basra, there's a brisa that tells us that if a fence in a vineyard breaks down and we tell the guy build it, and he chooses not to build it, he's chayiv ba'achriyuso. He also has to pay for the damage that his continued growth of the grapevine does to the neighboring grain. So Tosfos writes over there that nearly that's called the Hayachashiv Hezek Nicker. That's called Hezek Nicker. That's considered real recognizable damage. But it's not that we consider it Hezek She'eno Nicker. It's just a Knas Midrabanan, like someone who's Metame Tarosov Shel Chavero. If it's a Knas, then we should only be Mechayev him if he does it Bemezid. So says Rabbi Kiveger Tamuli, Tabasugid Babakam Davkov, maybe Raya Mitoch Brysa, Dramayor Don Din de Garmi. Hare demukila brisa, Rameir hasavar b'metame de gam b'shogeg chayiv. The concept of shogeg got to mezid. He says that we in Maseches Baba Kama, the Gemara brings a raya from this brisa that Rameir is done dina de garmi. So you see that the assumption is that the brisa is going like Rabbi Meir, and Rameir holds that if you're metame someone else's stuff, even if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayiv because of Kansu Shoge got to Mazid, so it sounds like it all is a Kanas Midraban. And then Rabbi Kiveger goes on, he has a much, much longer comment over here, but let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the other comments Rabbi Kiveger has over here, and that is that we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, Einod Mekadesh Dover Sheino Shalom, that you cannot make someone else's stuff Aser Bahana'a. So why not? You cannot make someone else's stuff Kile Hakerim. Why not? So the Bar Tanura says, I'll tell you why not. Velo Domi Lishari Surum Shabbatora, Kigon. Why isn't this like any other case where I take chazer schmaltz and I drop it in my friend's pot? So I drop it in his chalent. His chalent will become aser. Aye, but it's not mine. How could I aser it? That's lalacha. I asered it. O bishal basu b'chalav shel chavero. Or I take a piece of meat and I drop it in his milchiga, noodles and cheese. So I aser all of his noodles and cheese. So the osu the shiny klayim, because klayim is different, says the Bar Tanura. That it's only your kerem you can ask, you cannot ask for someone else's kerem. And Rabban Ami lo tizra karmicha in the karmicha kerem achminayin tamulomer kalayim mikol makom. And the Rabban will say, no, there's an extra riboy that includes not only your kerem, somebody else's kerem as well. So the way the Bar Tanura deals with this, why is it that you're able to ask for somebody else's basa b'chalav and with chazer and with everything else, but you're not able to ask for somebody else's stuff with Kilei HaKerem, because it's a special Gzeres HaKosov Karmecha velo Kerem Acher. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that if you look in Tosfos and Yevamah Daf Pei Gimel, there's a different chilek. And Tosfos and Yevamah says it's not about a special exception for vineyards and for Kilei HaKerem. Anything that's taluy b'machshava, that's not a physical thing, it's taluy b'machshava, you're not able to be to answer that which doesn't belong to you. For example, if I walk outside my house one day and I am mishtachave to my neighbor's car, I do not answer my neighbor's car as an avodah zarah, because the idea of it being treated as an avodah zarah is not based on a physical act that I'm doing to the car, it's based on a machshava for avodah zarah. So I cannot answer something that's einu shalom if it's taluy b'machshava. b'machshava, and it happens to be that the Isser of Klayim is tali b'machshava. We've already learned Mishnayos like that, that the Isser of Klayim is only if you have a machshava, that you're interested, it's nichale, you're interested in it growing in that way. So that's something that's considered tali b'machshava. Now, even though it's Eino Aser Davar She'eino Shalom, the Mishnah Rishonu points out, you can't aser his grain as Klayim, but your vine does become aser. Umashma degevin shalom miya aser, says the Mishnah Rishona, because that's yours, and that's growing in proximity to grain. So it comes out funny. You have grain and grapes growing in proximity to each other, and the grain is going to be mutter, and the grapes are going to be aser, as kilei hakerem. That's the mashmaus of the Mishnah. It happens to be Mishnah Hayes picks up directly on this conversation, but Bez Hashem will get to that tomorrow. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Gimel, we learned four cases where even though you're not allowed to plant, it's not going to create an iser, and all these cases were where we require a certain amount of space in between vines, but you didn't give that space, but you did give some reasonable amount of space. Then it's not, you're not allowed to do it, but it's not going to aser ba'ana. But we have three cases where it will make it kilei hakerem. If you plant under someone's gefen, if you plant in the within the six tfachim of a vine, and you plant within the four amos of a kerem. And then in Mishnah Dalid we said that machlokas, if you run your vines over somebody else's grain, so the Tanakama says that asers everything, and you have to pay for it, even if you're not done din gamri, you got to pay for it. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not yours, you don't have the capacity, you don't have the ability to aser that which doesn't belong to you. So the other guy's stuff does not become aser at all. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Hey.